NCT powder is one third of the breakfast of champions. Hey, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset. And lately, I have been starting my mornings with a bit more ketosis-powered pep in my step, thanks to this stuff. I dump about a half scoop of the powder into my coffee, along with some Irish butter and cinnamon. On 24-hour fast days like today, I'll do a full scoop, and this helps keep the hunger cravings at bay. The juicy watermelon flavor I did try and didn't love. It wasn't for me. The coconut-flavored powder tastes great, and that's what I'll be reordering. Bulletproof style coffee is the way that many high-performance biohackers around the world choose to start their days. It provides all the benefits of fasting without the arduous cravings. The butter and MCTs provide the fat and amino acids you need to absorb the nootropics and supplements you take in the AM. A big question that biohackers have is, if I am starting my morning by drinking coffee with butter and MCTs in it, am I still going to get the benefits of fasting? To simplify, yes. It's not exactly the same. You're not going to get the exact same benefits as far as the full autophagy that you would from a 24-hour water or dry fast, but there definitely is a range of benefits that you get from signaling some scarcity to your body by consuming just the liquefied butter and MCTs in your coffee, along with the supplements that you would normally take in the morning. And you're going to get a bit of a boost from those supplements as the absorption improves. Next, I'll summarize some of the recent MCT study and research and clinical trials that have been done. You've probably heard a million podcasts and seen blog articles about the range of health benefits that MCT oil provides. So let's look at what is recent. Within the past 4 years alone, there have been over 20 items of human research. Notably, a 2021 British study confirmed other research on the satiating properties of medium-chain triglycerides. It reduces energy intake need in both healthy and overweight people, confirming the anecdotal experience that almost everybody has, that the MCT just helps with those hunger cravings that you might have. Next, there was a 2019 American clinical trial published in the esteemed journal PLOS ONE, where they gave MCT oil to non-diabetic subjects for 6 weeks to measure the effect on insulin resistance, and found that, quote, MCT were well tolerated and weight remained stable. Fasting REE, respiratory quotient, and body composition were stable during the intervention. There were no significant changes in mean fasting glucose, insulin, insulin resistance, and fasting total ketones. So, at least according to this study, the MCT oil itself didn't have much of a difference that it made on people's insulin sensitivity. For that, you will need to do the fasting, the daily intermittent fasting. That is what that is for. And I was a little bit amused looking at this study over there on PubMed. Down at the bottom, it has this important section where it says conflict of interest statement. This is a big deal in science, okay? And under this section, it says, Dr. Apovian has participated on advisory boards in Nutrisystems, Zafogen, Sanofi Ventis, Orexigen, Enteromedics, GI Dynamics, Gelesis, that sounds like a hip-hop song to me, Novo Nordisk, Bariatrix, Xenobiosciences, Rhythm Pharmaceuticals, Asai, and Scientific Intake, received research funding from Aspire Bariatrix, GI Dynamics, Takeda, Vela Foundation, Gelesis, Energisys, Coherence Lab, and Novo Nordisk, and owned stock in Smart Science, LLC. These disclosures do not constitute a competing interest. And indeed, I see a Caroline Apovian listed as one of the authors of this study. And then there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then there's like 10 other people who are listed as authors on the study. But then I'm just saying, like when these people go out for drinks, or when this group of scientists goes out for dinner, like Dr. Apovian, she better be buying everyone drinks. She better be buying everyone dinner for until the end of time. Cause she is just raking in the cash. I'm imagining like the staff parking lot there at the university. And you probably got like the other researchers that are like rolling up in like their Hondas. And then you got like Dr. Caroline, and she's got like a Ferrari for like every day of the week. Next, I'll mention a 2021 Japanese paper that suggests MCT oil as an alternative source of energy in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. And then interestingly, finally, something that caught my attention here was a 2021 Chinese study that used MCT oil as massage oil. And they found that massaging the oil into the skin of preterm low weight babies helped the babies to grow a little bit. And the study notes, importantly, that there was no adverse effects that were noted in the massage groups. And then it concludes, the results indicate that preterm infant daily massage with MCT oil is an effective intervention for weight gain that should be recognized as part of low birth weight infant developmental care. So that's kind of cool. So you could use MCT oil as a massage oil for babies, for infants, and it might be kind of it'd be a growth hack. It'll be a personal growth hack for the babies. Good to know, right? So I'm Jonathan, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
I roll out of bed before the world makes a sound. Kettle on the stove, beans freshly ground. I've been starting my morning with some extra ketosis. Power pepping my step after sipping MCT infused coffee. Yeah, it hits just right. Turns on the brain like a switch to light. One third of the breakfast of champions. Blended in smooth, feel the fire within. From sunrise hustle to the Zen work spin. Medium chain triggers who rides. Keep the wheels turning again. It's a bright debut for the sharpened few. Coffee, courage, and something new. Caprylic acid taking the express lane. Straight to the liver, straight to the brain. Clean burning fuel with a cognitive lift. Not jittery madness, just a metabolic gift. While others chase breakfast, high glycemic regret. I ride a wave of ketamine's best one, yeah. Some say butter coffee is just a trend, but those people never reach flow state, my friend. Medium chain magic from coconut gold. No sugar crash, no energy soda, sharper morning. A steadier mind, sustained focus is the rarest grind. It shines the most. Turns a cup of joe to a productivity boast. Fatigue steps back, clarity steps in. A quiet confidence beneath the skin. Every sip says, let the day begin. With presence, purpose, serotonin, grin. And sure, some folks will argue online about insulin spikes and fasting time. But while they debate, I'm already deep in a morning groove that most can't keep. MCT's the rhythm, focus is the rhyme. Let's seize this day one sip at a time. One third of the breakfast of champions. Pour it in bold, let the greatness begin. Morning alchemy for the focus crew. MCT's the spark that sees you through. Drop a dose of MCT in your morning brew, and half the day you'll power through. Then you super pooper. Leave limitless podcasts of five-star reviews. Drop a dose of MCT in your morning brew. And half the day you'll power through. Then you super pooper.
Leave limitless podcasts a five-star reviews.